You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Most school districts are back in school this morning, Brian. Over 85% of the country was below freezing on yesterday.
I was seeing a lot of videos of people in sub-zero temperatures throwing up boiling water and it turning into icicles or something.
It's just crazy how folks say that there's no such thing as global warming. It just seems as though 85% of this country should not be that cold.
It's hiding in plain sight, and I feel like people are just ignoring the scientists that's been giving us these warnings for years now.
The governor of Kentucky said that we're going soft by canceling school for cold weather, and friend of the show Al Roker call him an idiot on the TV.
Yes. Tell him what's really good, Al.
He says, you know, wind chills are in the negative and you don't put little kids out there. Their bodies are affected even worse than adults are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, all the school systems did the right thing by canceling. Everybody doesn't have the right clothing.
Yeah, you don't want your kids standing out on a bus stop for 10, 15 minutes in this weather. Come on, man.
Literally, frostbite can set in at that point. So, good, good, good. Tonight, Thirsty Thursday, you're going to be on 18th Divine. It's going to be hot on the inside.
I hope so.
Oh, you going to keep it hot now.
Come on through, y'all, man. We two-stepping. We turning up. Drink specials, food specials. Bayou on the Vine. It's so beautiful in there now. I mean, it was beautiful before, but it looks like even better in there now. You know, since
They came in there and did a little renovation.
Yeah, they did.
In this dancery.
They did. And well, last time in December, it was cracking. You do not want to miss a good time tonight. Come start your weekend off early.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. It'll be cloudy right now. You are cloudy at 6 on the Plaza. Shade was popping.
Congratulations to Queen Naja and her boyfriend, Clarence White. They've officially welcomed a baby boy into the world. The 23-year-old shared a photo of the couple's happy moment on social media with the caption, "Thank you, God."
Congratulations, but I hope she don't sing to the baby.
Brian.
What?
Why not? Babies love their mother's voice.
Know about this one.
You're not my dad!
Oh my goodness. How many tattoos do you have?
It's more like hours now. Like I got about 6 hours on my right arm and probably about 6 hours on my left. That's a lot. I can't really say how many. It's the hours now.
Oh Lord. Well, apparently Ariana Grande misspelled her new ink. She thought she was writing seven rings in Japanese, but it actually means barbecue grill.
What
she got tatted.
I remember back in the day they had the fitteds with the Chinese writing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to say Royals or Yankees or whatever. And I just never trusted that because I couldn't read it. So if I can't read it, I ain't trusting it.
You just never know.
Man.
It was good.
So a couple of days ago, a report came out that Cardi B was countersuing Quality Control, which is her management company, and her husband's label.
Ew.
After reports came out that an autograph hound was assaulted by bodyguards last year. Well, Cardi's legal team reportedly have asked that these claims against her be dismissed, arguing that any alleged wrongful conduct was the fault of Quality Control. Well, Cardi has responded saying that these are big effing lies.
Mm.
In an Instagram post, which has since now been deleted, though.
By Cardi?
By her. She says, quote, "Wow, this is so scary. Who came up with this? Don't you know we family? Anyways, Twerk record is number 29 on Billboard and Offset's album coming soon and is beautiful."
which are both quality control projects. City Girls are under quality control. When I saw that yesterday, that was I was like, oh.
But she deleted it.
That's trouble. Well, maybe the lawyers was like, eh, chill out. Delete that real quick.
Well, no. What she put on there is going against what the lawyer said. Because the lawyer is the one that said that she don't want to be a part of it. That fan getting beat up. So then that's when she came up and said that this was lies, and now she took it down.
This is messy.
It is. On another note, Cardi's been invited to speak with a regional group of Democrats in Iowa. They looking to her for political advice now.
Oh, yeah, they are, boy. Don't be surprised if, you know, Kamala Harris is using, you know, one of her songs as her campaign.
Well, there's a video of her dancing to one of her songs.
I think it's, I like it like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Mm. Wow. You talk about from the outhouse to the penthouse. Cardi
the outhouse?
She got stroke now, for real. Like, when people are doing that, when you on a political, climate like how she is now, like, she's about to have a Pepsi commercial in the Super Bowl.
It's the plain speak that good people Lord. Connect with, Brian. People don't like people who are so polished. And yes, good morning. Thank you for coming in. And yeah, people don't like that.
Yeah.
They want people who are speaking in a way that you can understand. Mm. And that's what Cardi B does, even if she cursing with it.
She's not a diva.
Oh, you try to be funny, fam. You try to be funny.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
What's up, y'all, man? Okay, now I ain't really mad because you can't really be mad when you're this blessed. Life is good. God is good. However, I am disgruntled by the human characteristic that I have called complacency and how sometimes where I feel like life is going good, I'll look back and I'll be like, hey, man, you kind of been chilled out. You ain't been really taking them steps. And, you know, I'm disgruntled and I'm aware of it. And I just want it to know inside of me that it's not going to stay there. And I'm going to keep striving to be better. So
that's right.
Have a good day. That's it.
Self-reflection, Shay.
Within the crux of the fifth element, you must understand. Mm. Colon blow. You remember that
what?
In Living
Excuse
Color?
Me? Yes. You're talking about colon blow. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, Shay, what? Listen. Oh, my God.
Listen, brother, hopefully this will motivate somebody to, you know, step out of their boundaries and go for it.
That's
that's good, man. That's what I'm here for. Hey, it's Jim's just entered my zone. Everybody have a good day. God is good.
You too.
He is so good.
Bye.
Yes,
bye,
God.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
We must internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my venereal infection.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
OG Concert Series coming to town in March. B40. Keep your radio here. You never know when we're going to drop some tickets in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Council Committee offering up protections to help survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. A statistic says that in 2014, 23,000 families were turned away from domestic violence shelters because they were full.
You said 23,000?
Yes.
Whoa.
So this ordinance that will be voted on by the full council today, possibly, will allow for people who are experiencing domestic violence and sexual assault in the home to be able to have protections when they're trying to find housing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently what's happening is when someone is fleeing that situation and they're trying to get housing, they may call the past place and then, you know, the manager there will be like, well, they had domestic violence or whatever. And so that makes people turn them away because they don't want the problem. So this particular ordinance will stop that from happening.
Okay.
And we'll bar landlords from refusing to rent to people who have been involved in domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking.
That's very important. I never even thought that would be an issue. But thank you to the city council for definitely getting that passed through. Thank you. And that 23,000 number that you said, is that in the United States or
no,
here in
Kansas
City?
City?
That is way too much. That is a lot. Right, that is a, that's a chronic problem, to be honest with you.
It's something that is the secret of America. Domestic violence has no respecter of persons. Rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated. It happens all of the time. And people keep it a secret. You're taught that what goes on in this house stays in this house. And then we're able to perpetuate these issues.
If you're going through something, I know it's hard, but say something to somebody, please.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, this situation has been taking over the internet. B. Smith was a model, restaurateur, and a lifestyle television show host until 2013, when Alzheimer's changed her life and the life of her husband, Dan Gaspy, of 25 years. Now, she doesn't even recognize herself in pictures anymore. We're not sure if she even knows that Dan is her husband. He cares for her and her daily needs. There's only one problem, B.
What's that?
He's got a girlfriend, and her name is Alex Lerner. Now, this woman frequently stays over at the home that B and Dan share. He says he's told her that this is his girlfriend, but of course, B doesn't understand because she is in the throes of Alzheimer's. Went to the nail shop yesterday. We talked about this at length. B not dead. What do you think about this?
It's all bad. You can't do that, man. You got to at least, at the very minimum, have some respect for her while she's still here with us. You know, my grandmother had Alzheimer's. And that is a tough situation to deal with. I can only imagine what it's like with your wife having that and you just up and disrespecting her like this. If I don't understand why her family ain't, like, took his head off yet.
She doesn't have any kids. He has a daughter who has moved in to help him care for her. Now, the single people at the nail shop were saying, well, I mean, she don't really know what's going on.
Nah,
so,
man,
you know,
come on,
he got to live his life. But the married people were like, hell no.
That's totally disrespectful. Just taking advantage of the situation. Like, you're not grieving right now? Like, you, how are you, if you're really married and you really love this woman, how can you even go through with something else with another lady in her presence?
He says that when they met, talking about the girlfriend, they were just friends. And she would come around and whatnot. And now B considers this lady a friend. She just thinks she's a friend because, you know, she doesn't know. And she actually helps with caring for her as well. Does that change anything for you?
No.
Okay.
Because it's all on him. To me, it's his fault. Like, this is all bad. This is just extremely disrespectful.
Okay, well, what do you think about this?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. It'll be cloudy. You're cloudy right now at 6 in Independence. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to our celebrity Aquarius friends, Glenn Turman, actor and ex husband of Aretha Franklin.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's 72 today. Current of war.
That's right.
Actress Kerry Washington is 42 today.
Mm-hmm.
And singer Justin Timberlake is 38.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 31st.
So, of course, we heard that Empire star Jussie Smollett was attacked in Chicago. And many celebrities have come out in support of Jussie as he's recovering today. Now, comedian Mike Epps, who will be in the town soon, had a message for the folks who attacked Jussie.
I will be in Chicago performing at the Pavilion Valentine's weekend. You cowards that jumped out on Jussie in Chicago, I'll be there performing. In Chicago, I'm going to the same building. I'm gonna walk out of the same building that Jussie did. I'm begging you, please jump out on me. Jump out on me with a loose. Whoever did it, please, if you on Instagram and you hear this, please jump out on me. I'll be in Chicago.
He going to have goons with him. He ain't trying to do that to Mike Epps.
Trying to tell you. Would you be willing to give up meat to see Beyonce for the rest of your life?
Nope.
You ain't gonna give up your burn-in?
No, I'm not.
Can't give up your brisket?
No.
Well, dang. Well, she is inviting people to take this 22 Nutrition Greenpoint Program Challenge, which is a path to veganism. So if you sign up on the Greenpoint website, you'll be entered into a contest that will reward the winner with free concert tickets for life.
The better question is for you. Are you going to do that? Would you do that for Beyonce?
For Beyonce?
For Beyonce tickets for life.
Nah, not for tickets.
Uh-huh.
There could be something else you could offer me, but not tickets. Because, you know, we get tickets because we work here. So, yeah, no.
Is she trying to get in good with PETA or something? She don't want them to run up on her?
Well, no, she really is a vegan. And she, you know, thinks that it's good. It really is a good lifestyle for your body.
It ain't for me. No more chicken wings? Please. that life is not for me. I do not want to see what that life is like. Sorry.
So you willing to battle it out with somebody over chicken wings?
Yes, I am. I'm like Bubba Gump, you know, with the chicken wings. You can get them fried, boiled.
Fricasseed.
Anytime, anywhere, any place goes down for chicken wings.
Drake reportedly gave $20,000 in cash to two female employees while he was visiting a McDonald's last week.
He filming another Guys Playing video?
I don't know. So they gave him $10,000 in cash.
That's good.
He come up with that $10,000 bag for me, boy.
That's the money he left over for somebody writing his lyrics.
That didn't make any sense, but
okay. Because Quentin Miller was writing his lyrics. Wow. He ain't responding to Push.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
B. Smith was the first African-American woman to appear on the cover of Mademoiselle magazine. People called her the Black Martha Stewart. She had a couple of different successful restaurants. Television show. Alzheimer's set in, Brian. Now she doesn't recognize the people who are closest to her. Her fans are livid that her husband, who has been commandeering her social media account, she's got over 30,000 followers, and giving daily updates on her progress. So in December, he decided to post a picture of his girlfriend. And he said in this post, "I love my wife, but I can't let her take away my life."
You don't love your wife if you're going to disrespect her in front of her face, whether she can know what's going on or not. To me, that's just the utmost disrespect.
So the woman, Alex Lerner, says at first that they were just friends. And then the first time that he brought her around to meet, she realized that, you know, this is not a man cheating on his wife because she doesn't know what's going on. So do you think that that's her trying to justify her actions?
That's her trying to make herself feel better, trying to morally make it right for herself, but it's not right.
What are your thoughts on this?
The only part where he's messing up at and where everybody's probably tripping on is he's bringing his girlfriend to the same house they share. Now, if he was going to her house or they were going somewhere else, I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, his wife has, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's, and I can relate to that because, you know, my grandmother's going through Alzheimer's and dementia. But is he supposed to suffer along with her? Is he supposed to?
Yes, that's what you sign up for when you get married, fam. To death do us part, dog. Like that's totally disrespectful. What if your grandfather did that to your grandmother? He start bringing this, you know, other skeezer around your grandmother.
It would be disrespectful for me if he brought her around to the same house. But if he was going somewhere else, then, you know, then...
Same house, hotel, motel, the Holiday Inn. Thank you, ma'am. Wherever, it's wrong, dog.
Nah, man, I have to disagree, man. I mean, I'm not going to suffer alone, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but so let me ask this then. If it were you who had dementia and your wife brought her boyfriend in, you cool with that?
If she brought him into my house, when I get married, I'm not going to expect my wife, if I'm going down that hill, I'm not going to expect her to go down that with me.
Oh, man.
So why get married
Don't
then?
Don't get married, fam.
Yeah.
We gonna stop it right there.
I'm just saying though.
What's your name,
man?
Live
your life. We have a life. We supposed to live our life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I mean.
Oh God. What's your name, dog?
My name Ron, man. I just want to give y'all my input, my thoughts.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate that, Ron.
Thank you, dog. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Discover each special moment. Reach out and grab. Day by day, add just a touch of magic. Find your own kind of style. Walk away with a smile. Every day's your own holiday.
That's the theme song for B. Smith with Style when her life was the envy of many. Model, restaurateur, lifestyle guru. In 2013, got diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She was actually live on air and forgot a recipe. And the host of the show she was on had to try to help her. That's when the family realized, okay, something's going on. She since declined, Brian, into not even recognizing pictures of herself.
It's a hard thing to deal with. My grandmother just... She never forgot me or my brothers or my sister, but it's a lot of things to where she forgot, and it's just a gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching disease. And this lady doesn't even look old.
She's still in her early 60s.
Yeah, that's young. That's real young.
So her husband has a girlfriend now, and he's been basically flaunting it. He posted a picture of him and his girlfriend, Alex Lerner, and B. Smith smiling with the caption, welcoming in 2019 with B, Alex, and me. So kind of people who understand till death do you part doesn't mean cloistering yourself like a monk or living as a casualty of Alzheimer's.
It means you need to be there for your wife no matter how sick she is, no matter what state that she is. You have to be there for her. And he's spitting in her face.
What do you think about this?
My mom had Alzheimer's for 7 years. My dad took care of her till the day she died, and he never would have ever thought of doing something as horrendous as what this man is doing. 3 months before she passed away, he put her in a nursing home, but he was there breakfast, lunch, and dinner, put her to bed every night. And a year later, the same month, he passed away. But he passed away in his sleep, in his favorite recliner, with the remote in his hand. And I think the reward that you get after your life is what's important. You do have to suffer along with those people if you love them. They were married for 60 years. Why would he just abandon her like that?
Yeah, I think that this guy, to me, in my opinion and how I view things, he doesn't love this woman. Miss B. Smith. He doesn't. Because if you did, you wouldn't even be in the right state of mind to even be thinking about messing with another woman.
No. My dad was devastated. You know, when my mom passed away, he told us 2 days before he died that he didn't have anybody to take care of anymore. His kids were grown, and he missed his wife.
Wow.
And Alzheimer's is the ugliest death. It's death by inches. And everybody suffers, a family. But you do what you have to do because these are the people that you love.
All right, what's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Look what the Lord done brought in the studio this morning.
What's up, dog?
Yo, what's up, Kansas City? How y'all doing, everybody?
Comedian T.K. Kirkland.
In the building.
So we've been talking about this B. Smith situation off air, Brian. We explained to TK that, you know, B. Smith now has Alzheimer's, and her husband has brought in his side chick into the house, living part-time.
And I said, I think that's a phenomenal thing.
What?
Yep, I think that. Oh my God. I think that when you can pull another female to come in help with your main chick, it shows dedication and loyalty from the side chick. Every man in the world should really have a situation like that, because we all getting old. We all getting old. And a lot of people ain't got nobody to take care of them. You know, so if I'm kicking with my wife and she gets sick, and obviously he had to meet her before she really got sick. So he's like, look, my woman's sick. I'm feeling you. What's up?
Oh my God. This is how TK would say it. I can see he's preparing the conversation.
And she's like, you know, I'm really feeling you. What do you want me to do?
Oh my God.
Listen, come around the house 3 times a week. I need you to wash your clothes, cook around here.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
And if he's a player, he really still kicking it with the main wife and the other one, because the other one don't really know.
Come on, Patty!
So he said, look, and then so the main wife is like, what's up with that young lady? Look, you about to die.
What?
Patty!
I need her around here to help out. Well, if that's what you want.
Oh, my God.
If that's what you want. Y'all soft, man. Y'all soft. Y'all don't want to deal with the reality. Every man in the country got another woman. So you about to die, and now you want to get upset that he bringing her to the house.
Y'all have vows, TK Kirkland.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Do you really think that? There's a lot of people who got vows and still cheat.
I'm a strong black woman.
Yep. And that's the problem. Y'all got to stop. Yeah.
What?
Y'all, what was that?
You got to face reality in life. Not too many men are loyal. Not too many men are loyal. You just got to stack your money, stay healthy, take care of your loved ones. Hope that you don't get ill. Hope that you don't get in a situation the way that situation is. And boom. And I think most people are mad because it's a white chick.
I didn't have any problem with that.
Yeah, she's it's a white chick.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a white chick. And I think that's why a lot of people
didn't even know that.
Yeah, she was a black chick, wouldn't nobody say anything.
That's not true.
Or if it was a white man with a white wife and another one, nobody would trip. But because it's different races, I think that's what's
important. But that doesn't bother me.
No, that doesn't bother you. I'm just saying that I think that's why it's getting so much heat. Oh, yeah, I dare you. Bring a white chick. You bring a white chick in here. And you was married to this beautiful sister. You know, that she could have been driving that dude crazy all these years. And he happy.
Oh, man.
Like, TK Kirkland.
That's what he's saying. He's like, I'm glad your ass got off. And now you can't remember nothing. I'm just playing all sides of the coin. You know, see, y'all just looking at it one way. I'm playing it so many different ways. And he might just really love her, and he probably can't really afford health care.
He got money.
Yeah, but he may not.
Own restaurants. Right. She had a TV show, and they got money.
That's another illusion. Everybody think because you go in a restaurant and you on TV that you got paid for it. It's not always like that.
This is beyond me.
Yeah, it's okay. You're young. He young. And you're in Kansas. It's okay. You got to get out there. Oh, Missouri, right. I forgot about y'all in that word. Y'all a killer person over there. See, that's another thing.
Wait, this is Kansas. This is Missouri. This Missouri. Get it right. Get it right.
But what's really about, it's not about the Alzheimer's lady. It's not about them owning studios. It's not about my man from Missouri. It's not about us. It's about the improv tonight and 2 shows tomorrow.
That's
right. That you can come here, this real live game, and someone that can tell y'all the truth and put y'all up on, give you $1 million worth of game for about 25 hours. That's what it's about. And y'all need to hear an OG like me.
Yeah, somebody went on my social media account and was like, "You keep it real. They love your comedy."
Yeah, I'm coming. I'll come to keep it real. And that,
so
and
he's
that's
informative and hilarious. Who raised you?
That's right. So the back to the man. Y'all got to come to the show tonight. Follow me on Instagram at TK_Kirkland. To all women, the first 20 women follow me, TK_Kirkland. I'm giving 2 tickets away. For each show. Yeah, you know, we come
well, hold
do
on.
It right.
I ain't letting you leave right now.
Oh, no, I'm not going. I'm going to kick it with you. You're looking good. Your hips are spreading. I love that about you.
Oh, man. We got the shade at 823.
TK.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop. Up Gus.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Partly sunny skies later on. Right now, you are cloudy and 8 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade with Spot.
Well, it looks like congratulations are in order for Queen Nyjah. She had her baby with her boyfriend Clarence.
Let me see who that is.
Queen Nyjah was just a picture of the baby head.
Okay.
She sing, Brian, sing the song.
Sing, what? Like I'm Shiggy or something? TK, you know the song Medicine? Get a dose of your own med.
Oh, yeah. That young lady with the bushy hair.
Is it?
Is that her?
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
Fair skin.
Okay, right. Yeah. She had a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Somebody got to. Okay.
She was married to a
I
man.
I never knew that.
And they became famous over their YouTube channel, and he cheated on her, so they got a divorce.
Wow.
I told you, everybody got a side chick.
Oh,
and you know what's crazy about men with side chicks? See, back in my day when I was growing up, you had to have money to have a side chick.
Right.
You couldn't be no broke dude having a side chick. And the side chick was quiet. You know what I'm saying? She got her hair done, drove a nice Benz, diamonds, always flew out of town. Sometimes the side chick lives right around the corner from the main chick.
Oh,
and they didn't go on social media like how this man went on social media talking about his wife has Alzheimer's, got the new chick in. Women found out about each other at the funeral. That's how
I'm Oh, my God.
Test tube, baby.
You found out about each other at the funeral, and you let them deal with it. And ladies, if this ever happens to you, don't you dare disrespect this man's name.
What you mean?
Celebrate his life. Do you know how hard it is to have two families around the corner from each other?
What are you talking about, honey?
and putting them through school, the stress alone killed them.
How he died.
Yeah, and see, and most of you ladies now, you're soft. You know,
what?
You're soft. You got, oh, my man cheated on me. Ooh, you weak women. Y'all are weak. You know what I'm saying?
So but you're gonna
break up with one man to meet another man who also cheats.
Oh, my God.
They all cheat.
Cuss you out, Brian.
They all cheat. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get a man who knows how to cheat. Does he respect you enough to so nobody else knows his business?
Oh, man.
Or y'all broke and he's a cheater? Or do you have a cheater that you have STDs, you have diseases all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of cheater do you have? You know what I'm saying? Or do you have a cheater that pay all the bills? Like, when you start complaining, he walk in the house and start flicking lights. Flick, flick, flicker. Ain't the lights on? Or walk out to the garage and ain't you driving nice? You got to pick which one you got.
I got my Rolodex
y'all
cars
better, y'all,
taking
hey,
notes
y'all
right
better
now.
Hit TK Kirkland, boy. I'll give you the light. Follow me, TK _ Kirkland, Improv, tonight. And to the people that started following me, give me till 12. I'll start hitting you back and letting you know that you're on the guest list and all that good stuff, and I can see the numbers who came in first and all that kind of stuff, all right? But yo, y'all gotta come and listen to a brother really give y'all $1 million worth of game, as they call
it,
jewels
with him, because TK is an OG in the game. He's been out here dropping
OG
knowledge. He's looked good. You've been, look at you, your muscles is
he been on Vlad
muscling.
TV every week. He on Vlad TV every week.
Talking about what?
Just everything. Life, everything. And then you
I'm
talk about R.
Out.
Kelly, you know, everybody talking about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
R. Kelly wrong, but see, I'm disappointed in R. Kelly for different reasons than other people. If his thing is that good, he's supposed to motivate these women to be more than they can be. You don't kidnap women and hold them hostage. You spend time with them, you nurture them, you take them shopping, and you send them home. And if you really feeling me, come back around 5:30, 6 o'clock. But you're going to respect your mother, you're going to go to school, you're going to get a job,
and
I'm going to teach you how to be a successful woman, because I can't hold on to you in my house. You know, my value of my home was going down. You in the room, you're not eating.
Well, he was doing way
worse. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They
in the window. They in the window peeking out, bending the blinds. Neighbors is looking at the blinds is all bent. You know, that takes the value down of your home. Did you know that?
Oh, my God. Talking about property value now?
Yeah, your property value go down when the blinds are bent. You know, you hiding people in the house. You bringing the police around. Your neighbors is looking. Nah, you make love to these women. Teach him and send him home. R. Kelly, if you listening, me and you've been on tour for years, send him home. And to the ladies that meet men who want to captivate and want to capture you, tell them that if you want to keep me, put $200,000 in my account. take me shopping and I need references as employment.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though? TK Kirkland.
What's up, y'all?
Why you mad, boo?
You know, I'm mad at some of the people in Kansas City because my thing is you can be black, straight, or gay, but it's never okay to stop at a yellow light when we both could have made it through the light.
I know that's right.
That's what I'm saying. When we both could have made it through the light, and if you're going to stop and I run like in the back of you almost, and you see almost hit you, give me my signal sign. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, people don't want to do that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everything about me is just how things used to be as an OG, you know? And that's why you got to come to the show to see how back in the day, how we used to mac women and have slow music and put a woman on in the back room and while you sipping and talking. That's the problem with you young kids. You don't have slow music, and everybody's always complaining that they're cold. Like, you, if you would take your money and invest in a coat instead of a hoodie, you'll be warm. You know what I'm saying?
On the TK Kirkland playlist, what's your go-to song?
You know, on my go-to song, and you mean just in general, I was at the club.
Well, no, just something, you know.
When you're trying to talk to the ladies.
Oh, it will be Always and Forever.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I go with Heat Wave.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Because the goal is to get a woman mesmerized.
Okay.
You know, see, what men don't have today is yet you guys don't have, they don't have conversation for a female. You got to know how to talk, and you got to know, even if you don't know how to talk, you got to know all topics, and when you're slow dancing, it's not like you got a Mac in a woman's ear. You ain't got to be like, say nothing clever. You just got to make sounds like,
You really just got to follow the words.
You just got to follow. You got to have sound effects. Damn. See, listen to the song. Oh my God.
He doing all the talking for you.
Just right. Like, that's all you got to do is like.
More with TK Kirkland on the way.
So good, baby.
On the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
The improv, baby, better come through.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hilarious comedian TK Kirkland got a show tonight, Brian.
My dog, I'm trying to learn as much as possible, trying to soak all this in.
Yeah, two shows tomorrow.
Right, and then people don't know, you got to know about the new album that just came out in October called Gangsta Conversation. It went number one on iTunes, number two on Billboard. You know, you probably didn't hear about it, but I do things differently. You know, there's an underground marketing in the world that people don't know. Like, I'm just low-key on making my money.
Okay.
But the album was cold. It's called Gangsta Conversation. This is a song. We did the remake of Orange is Jones on Walking in the Rain. We got a video out on my YouTube page, the official TK. .com. Check out the video and Walking in the Rain. Yo, y'all listen to this right now. It's off the chain.
Alana, what's up, girl? Hey, come take this ride with me. Yeah, shut the door. Oh, what's up, baby?
Can the fans
hear you? You still looking good? Holding everything in place like you should? Yeah, you fine. Straight down the whole nine with those thighs and those pretty brown eyes. So what's the deal? You the one always screaming keep it real, but you still want to do what you feel. Every time I'm flying out of town, you throwing down. My man putrid uptown, spreading love around. Now how that sound? Baby, did you think you can keep it on the down low?
Have you ever been cheated on?
Where I go, people recognize me from blowing the spot at my comedy show. Oh, baby.
No.
See, your game too slow. Your
technique. He feeling himself, listening to himself, right?
I was turning the music down so we could talk. I didn't know what was going on.
He feeling himself.
Now turn this, I want the fans to hear this. Please.
Damn, this ice got him staring.
Oh, he doing his own ad libs.
Yes.
I own this team plus the stadium. You went from first class to coach because of him.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been cheated on?
No. If I've got cheated on, they got away with it. But I wouldn't be mad though if someone cheated on me.
You wouldn't?
No, because I really think a woman that dates me should have somebody to keep them occupied, to take them to a movie, you know, and have sex with every now and then.
No.
You know, I'm just a different kind of guy.
He is.
Yeah, I'm just some kind of guy. But I'm going to treat you good, you know? I'm going to make sure that you're in a nice home. I'm going to treat you good. But you just got to still show respect even though I'm not around. Give an example. You know, this one woman, I was paying her bills, and I came in town, and I didn't let her know I was coming in town. I ain't got to. I'm paying the mortgage. So I went in the kitchen and fixed the club sandwich, slightly toasted, lettuce, tomato. So I go in the room, because I'm working on my Netflix special. I go in the room to tell the joke, and the man under the bed started laughing. I said, yo, get from under the bed. I wasn't going to blast him. You know, I salute you if you can knock over one of my women. But ladies, let me tell you, let me put y'all up on game. Let me give you $1 million worth of game again. If you got a man paying your bills, make sure you driving nice, but he ain't really home that much, and your girlfriend is telling you, girl, you should do what you want to do because you don't know what he doing. Don't listen to that female. See, because this is how it is. And watch what I'm about to tell you. Ladies, you never give bums coochie. You give bums change.
What?
You give bums change. You don't never give them love.
Say he use your word.
Yeah, you give them change. And you never let somebody come to you. If a man can't take you to his spot or a 5-star hotel with a thread count on the sheets is like 700 and above.
That's a nice
count. You shouldn't be kicking it with him. See, because thread count, as you get older, is very important. You know, I remember, you know, every now and then a OG want to mess with a woman that's young. You think it's you think the grass is green on the other side. So I'm over this young lady's house, and we smoke a little something to sip on. I drink Louis the 13th, you know, I'm expensive. So we go in the bedroom. As soon as I take my underwear off, I sit on the sheet. The crack of my booty started itching.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yo, what's the thread count?
Brian.
She didn't even know the thread count. She said, what's the thread count? I said, read the box. And she said, 9. Oh, dude, fell out on the floor. Had shingles for about 2 years.
Oh my God.
Check out TK Kirkman at the Improv tonight and tomorrow. It's going down, y'all.
It's going down.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.